This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. In Syria, one effect of the Soviet-style centrally planned economy is that buying a new car is still a luxury. Until the 1990s, only the government could import foreign vehicles. So that meant many Syrians have had little choice but to hold on to their 30, 40, even 50-year-old cars and keep them running. But a new government decision means the age of the classic car in Syria may soon be over. NPR's Ivan Watson reports from Damascus.
Ahmed Graham's green Chevrolet has been in the family for a generation, ever since his uncle bought it used in 1982. It's a huge metal monster with sloping fenders, chrome bumpers, and a heavy silver hood ornament that could easily spear a horse. It was built in 1949, back in the days when cars boasted more metal than plastic and rubber. Graham says he has little choice but to drive this car to work every day, even though the Chevy is older than he is.
I would love to replace it with a new modern car, but I cannot afford it.
It's common to see Opels from the 50s, Russian Volgas from the 60s, and GMC El Caminos from 1976, still maneuvering along the elegant boulevards of the Syrian capital. In fact, on the edge of the city, there's a whole neighborhood of car mechanics who are adept at maintaining these classic cars. They rebuild and replace ancient engines with ease and even outfit half-century-old vehicles with modern air conditioning. This car maintenance culture is largely a result of Syria's strictly controlled economy. Cars are far more expensive here than in neighboring countries. Until this week, new car buyers had to pay import duties of up to 250%. The government just slashed those tariffs. Overnight, the Jaguars on display in this showroom dropped from $200,000 to $100,000 apiece. Now car dealers expect their business to double and Syrians to flood the streets with newer, cheaper cars. But not everybody here is celebrating the tariff reduction.
I am depressed.
Dr. Alfred Mansourian bought a Toyota last year for $30,000. With the tariff change, he says his car lost half its value.
He bought a car, that's enough. Money, it's gone.
Still, Mansourian says he cannot resist the urge to check out new cars.
Cars in Syria, it is a dream for everybody.
For some Syrians, however, the old cars are still a source of pride. It takes Samir Shaban a couple tries to start the engine of the silver 1975 Buick Regal he bought last year. Still, this mechanic is obviously proud of his vehicle, showing off the wooden pegs of its door locks and the car's electric seats.
Now, when you maintain these cars, they are going to be a work of art, piece of art.
Shaban says he likes to go driving on the weekends with the radio blaring at speeds of over 100 miles an hour. But Shaban admits this automobile dream comes with a price. Fuel is expensive, he says, and his Buick is a gas guzzler. Ivan Watson, NPR News, Damascus.